If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. Today, I want to start out with an Aesop fable. You guys know I like to start with a story. You guys also know, well, maybe you haven't. I haven't talked about it for a while, but in our family, we have this book of Grimm's fairy tales that I got at a used bookstore, and our family literally writes in it. We like will read one and we will just laugh because they are so antiquated. And sometimes we're like, that's the moral of the story. It's so great. Anyway, we'll read them together, like usually over like lunch or a dinner, and it'll all make us laugh and we all rate it. If you have family at home or you have something where you guys can do together, this is like such a great family bonding thing that we do that just like cracks us up. But like we'll read it and then I put it in pencil, I will write in everyone's names and what they rated it from 0 to 10. Our rating system makes no sense whatsoever. Sometimes we rate it high because it was so bad. Sometimes it gets rated high because it was so good. Sometimes we get rated low because we just thought it was so stupid. I mean, there's no really rhyme or reason to the rating system, but it just all makes us laugh. So anyway, that's just an aside. So I like a good story. I like a good story with a moral to it. And today I want to talk about The Fox and the Grapes. This is an Aesop fable. And it goes like this, pretty simple. A really hungry fox like is walking through a vineyard, and he sees a cluster of really ripe, delicious grapes. It's hanging from a vine. And he tries all these different crazy tricks to get them, but just can't get them. It just feels way, way out of reach. And so he feels like he's wearied himself. He's like tired. He's worn out and just can't reach them. And so finally he turns away and he decides to hide his disappointment and says, I bet those grapes are just sour. I bet they're not as ripe as I thought. And that's the end of that story. So I think there's a lot we can take from this story, because I find in my own life that I'm constantly reaching for things and I want to get to places faster than I sometimes really can, you know? And I know, especially as a designer, you know, especially when I'm working on a particular platform or shop, I want to move faster than sometimes I am able to. You know, I want to put up more products, or I want to put up higher quality products, or I'm stressed out because I need to put up all the mock-ups to make sure people understand how to use that product, right? And so sometimes, and I see this actually quite a bit, especially those of you who are doing it on your own, which, by the way, is the hardest way to do it. It is hard to do this on your own. So like kudos to you, but also like maybe look for a little bit of help, right? But like sometimes I see people turn away in the design industry or any creative industry, the musician, authors, like all these industries. And they'll just say, well, it was probably not for me anyway, or they'll make some excuse, or it wasn't as good as I thought. My favorite is when people make up things about how like it was crappy anyway, so that it probably wasn't for them. Or the thing we've heard often in our program, you know, when people come and say they want to be part of the program and they'll say, well, I knew all this anyway, so I probably, you know, I don't probably need this. I can just do it on my own. So far yet, I have not seen one of those people make it all the way, like make even $100,000. Okay. So here's the deal, you guys. When we do this, we are just lying to ourselves. Okay. And you are not alone in doing this, because I've done this as well. Okay. When I can't reach something the way I thought I could reach it, I will make an excuse up, right? About why I couldn't do it, why I thought I could do it, but like maybe it's just like crappy anyway. It's not for me. Those grapes are not ripe enough anyway. They're probably sour. They're probably not as good as I thought. until you probably see another fox who does reach those grapes, and he's eating them, and they are absolutely delicious. They're sweet. They're sun-kissed. They burst in your mouth. They're delicious. That's the only time when you go, wait, maybe that is what I wanted, but I just couldn't reach it. And very often, it's because we can't reach it on our own. I had to learn this lesson the hard way, in particular when it comes to not only expanding my design businesses, but also in my design program, both of those places, okay? So in my design business, I could only get so far by myself. I really could. The moment I started reaching out, I started becoming friends with other CEOs in the craft industry, other designers. Also, when I started actually hiring some help, like having a virtual assistant, right? Now we can expand into lots of design areas, and we're in creation of a lot of things that, I mean, it's 2024. We're working on 2025 as I speak. You know, there are things that we want to accomplish that if we're going to do them, we have to get them done this year in order to go into next year. And that requires people. And I talk a lot in Design Bootcamp about being on an island and how this is the worst way to be a designer. It is a very isolating thing being a designer sometimes, or being an artist, because we believe that we should be doing on our own. And actually the implementation and the main work is done on our own. So then we don't think about ways that we should network, ways we should build community, ways that will help us move ourselves along. The good thoughts and the good friendships that will actually make it feel like this purposeful work. And instead, we will make up ideas in our head about how being a designer must be not as great as we think it is, or being a creative is not as great as we think it is, or you didn't want that kind of exposure or vulnerability anyway, so it's just as well that you didn't become that. And we make up things in our head about why it was just fine that we didn't get that or we didn't do that. And I think this is a really hard way to live. And one of the reasons that many of you here who are listening, I do talk to some younger people. We have a few young people in our program. But for the most part, we talk to mature women, women of my age and older. And a lot of that is because there's a different perspective about life at this age. We're halfway through, or you know, we've got all, like, we're close to the halfway through point, and we start to realize that life is too short and people's judgments are not worth it to not go after the things we really want to do. So I want to challenge you today, if you've been making up things about why you can't, why you shouldn't, or why it's probably not for you, then there's probably something there because you've put a little bit of energy into it. I'm not talking about logically, I'm talking about emotionally, okay, when we start thinking about those things. So start digging into that about yourself and ask yourself why you're not going for it, why you're not doing it, and why aren't you getting a little bit more education? Why aren't you building a network, okay? And really dig into what those things are. I wasn't even going to mention this, but I have someone in my life, a friend, who keeps asking me things like, how do you find women networks? Or how do you find this, that, and the other? And I'm like, I pay into them. People, like, they think that things are going to be handed for free. But you and I both know that very few things in this life are free. There's usually time, effort, or money that goes into it. So when I join a mastermind group, I'm doing it specifically so I can build up my network. There is a particular group I was thinking of. I'm not planning on joining it for another year or two, but I was like, I really want to join that group, even though I don't use the stuff in that group, because I just want to meet the people there, and I'm willing to pay for that. Because what I find is that when my network grows, that myself as a human being, as a business owner, I grow. And that's what I'm really looking for. And unfortunately, it doesn't just have to be money, by the way, you guys. Like, I have a group I actually am going with this weekend that was formed because of people who knew people. However, the only reason I got in that group is because someone else in that group was in a mastermind that I was part of. So at the end of the day, if you are not choosing to invest in yourself in some way, shape, or form, let me give you another example of this, okay? I really wasn't going to go here, but like, I really think this is important and you guys need to hear it. Early in my design career, I spent money to do booths at Quilt Market. I spent money to travel to CHA. I was poor. Like, I mean, we just didn't have money. We'd just come out of student loan debt. I mean, we were starting to pay it back. I had two very small children. I didn't have money. So, like, if you're like, well, Karina, you had money. No, the answer is no, I didn't. We were in so much debt. Okay. And I was just coming out of school and I was working and raising two kids, and my husband was trying to get started as well. So I didn't have the money, and we figured out, we budgeted, we scrimped, and we saved so that I could go to these like wholesale markets because I was like, this is where I'm going to drum up business. But because I thought of it like that as an investment in myself, I thought of it and I behaved in a way in those wholesale shows and anything I went to, trying to figure out a way to make sure that I was building a network and that I was doing the things that was going to drum up business. That is the same thing as joining a mastermind. The only difference is now we get to do it virtually. Now there aren't as many wholesale shows out there. And so some of you who had been willing to show up to a Sur-Tech or show up to a quilt market, but won't put money into a network of women or education, and there are lots of education programs, not just mine. There are lots of education programs out there, okay? Then you're already doing yourself a disservice because you haven't put the two and two together, that you have to figure out ways to invest in yourself so you can meet people. And it's the one thing that I myself really, really believe in. And I don't know if I had a belief in it before 3 years ago. But now that I am where I am, I can tell you that it's made a huge difference in my networks, in my net worth financially, and who I know so that I can get to the next level. Okay. Great book, by the way. If you want to go read a great book, it's about who you know. I think it's, is it called The Who, Not the How by Benjamin Hardy? Go check it out. Okay. All right, guys, I'm done for today. I'm hoping that you are having a great day, that you're not the fox and you're just talking about these sour grapes. Instead, you're trying to figure out a way to get a friend to help you lift you up to get those grapes, right? Or putting the investment behind you that lifts you up to get the grapes. There is a way to get the grapes. This cunning fox just wasn't cunning enough. And I think that you can get to wherever you want to go. It's usually you just have to come at it a totally different way. All right, guys, everybody have a great day, and I'll see you later. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.